You are listening to Hang Out with Heather.
Hang Out with Heather.
On Niche Radio.
Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday. I hope that you are keeping warm. I am really, really chilly this winter. I have no idea why. I just cannot seem to get warm. I hope that you are keeping warm and toasty indoors whilst isolating and social distancing and all of that. But without any further ado, let us get the show started. I'm super excited. I've got a great lineup this week. I've got a brand new competition that I'm launching, as well as I'm chatting to the commercial director from Reveal Digital Screens. His name is Tanner Rock. And I'm chatting to him a bit later in the show about these brand new digital billboards that are starting to go up all around the country. They are very unique. They're breaking the mold for digital online billboard advertising. And you definitely want to find out more about these, whether you're just a consumer or maybe you would like to advertise your business on them. They are very unique and very, very intriguing. So I chat to Tanner from Reveal Digital Screens a bit later in the show. But let us get going with all the good stuff. So we have a top 15 Miss South Africa contestants. Yes, we do. They were introduced by the reigning Miss South Africa, Sasha Lee Oliver, in a virtual public reveal on Wednesday evening. The contestants represent seven provinces. Gauteng has got six semi-finalists, with three from Tshwane and one from Soweto, followed by the Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal and Western Cape with two each, while the Free State, Limpopo and Northwest each have one entrant. The semi-finalists are an impressive group of ladies and include two medical doctors, some marketing specialists, international models, a food scientist, an actress and a business economic and some law students as well. So I'm not going to run through all the names. Everything is, of course, listed on my website, heatherhook.com, or you can head across to the Miss South Africa website as well if you want to find out more about the ladies and what you need to do to vote. They've each been assigned a voting number, and it is up to you to get them through to the top, I think it's six, I still top five, I stand under correction. I'm not quite sure how the pageant's going to run this year. I know things are, you know, completely different than they have been before amid the COVID pandemic. They're also looking at moving the show to later in the year, November, I believe, in the hopes that hopefully that we will be able to have a live show like we have in the past, but everything's a little all over the show at the moment. But do make sure that you go and vote for your very favorite contestants. So they're all on my website, heatherhook.com, or you can head across to the Miss South Africa website, which is misssa.co.za, and vote for your favorite as well. Now, South Africa's much anticipated vegan and plant-powered show, which was due to take place at the end of May this year, has been postponed until next year due to the pandemic. However, in the run-up to the continent's first dedicated vegan and plant-based exhibition, an online vegan and plant-powered show Christmas special will take place a little bit later this year to support small businesses affected by the economic downturn and to inspire all audiences to serve up a festive plant-based feast. Following discussions with the Cape Town International Convention Center, sponsors and exhibitors, the Vegan and Plant Powered Show will now take place at the Convention Center from Friday, May 28th to Sunday, May 30th, 2021. And a Joburg event is also scheduled for next year, although final dates are yet to be confirmed. If you want to find out more about the Vegan and Plant Powered Show and what it's all about, and maybe if you have products that you'd like to exhibit or you want it attained, or you just want to find out more about a vegan and plant-based lifestyle, you can head on over to, of course, my website or veganandplantpoweredshow.co.za. In case the grapevine news hasn't reached you, here's what you missed. Franschhoek's Bastille Festival is still on the cards, but instead of the traditional format, the festival will be coming to you in your home. This is the first of its kind for Franschhoek, and the organizers have called on the support of its members to showcase the valley through the lens of locals. Your virtual journey through Franschhoek starts on the 1st of July as they showcase to you some of the region's finest offerings, and each day until 10th of July, you will get to encounter something new. You can experience Franschhoek as locals do, foraging for mushrooms, horse riding amongst the vineyards, a sunrise sobriety, art and sipping superb wines are just some of the highlights you can expect to see. You don't want to miss out on the countdown days. They've lined up some amazing offers which will only be revealed on that specific day, and these include wine, restaurant, accommodation and retail offers only available for this event. The countdown culminates, of course, with Saturday, the 11th of July, which would have been the day for the actual festival, and a jam-packed day of Franschhoek festivities has been planned to celebrate Franschhoek's French heritage. You can find out more on their website, franschhoekbastille.co.za. Don your beret, grab your glass, and let's do it digitally. Let's do it online. We're doing everything online these days. Now, I mentioned earlier that I got to chat to the commercial director of Reveal Digital Screens. His name is Tanner Rock. And Reveal Screens, they've been running for about 18 months. Obviously, during the pandemic, they had to shut down, but they've just launched a brand new screen in the Sandton area, and they are slowly popping up around the countryside. Now, this is not your average digital advertising billboard. This is something completely different. But I'm going to let Tanner share a little bit more about what Reveal Digital Screens are all about.
We've been in the outdoor advertising space now, and, you know, digital's definitely arrived. You know, it took a little bit longer than the rest of the world, but I'm sure if you drive around Sandton these days, you'll notice a lot of screens that have popped up over the last couple of months to years. So, you know, it's a key medium for us, and when we started Reveal, we had a very important focus, and it was to be try and be different. Try and do things a bit differently to what everyone else has done. So we've launched some screens, and we've kind of looked at two factors. So one would be the quality of the screen. So we've kind of made a commitment to probably spend a little bit more than the typical media company, just to make sure that the quality is just that much more better, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. You know, You kind of, to the naked eye, you don't notice it now, but in 2, 3, 4 years' time is when I think you're going to start to see the difference. So we made a big drive to really get a much higher spec screen, and I think you'll notice it now, but I think when you're really going to notice it will be in a couple of years' time after a bit of wear and tear and a bit of sun. Mm-hmm. So that's the first part that was very key to us. And the second part is just from an architectural point of view, is again to just be different. You know, a lot of the screens go up and they've got their typical aluminium cladding surround. And we just want it to be different. So you'll notice on a lot of our screens, we've tried to bring in a greenery type effect. We've just done one literally as we speak. It finished yesterday in Sandton. That's really, really, really out there. And we'll be kind of showcasing that in the next couple of days. We're just waiting for some really creative time lapses and things to come back, and then we're very proud to launch that. And then we've got a couple more that we also like really, really out there, but we really believe that it's gonna set us apart from the rest of the bunch.
And obviously, you know, as you said, you've just released the Sandton boards, but I know you've got a couple more coming up in the next couple of months. If people want to keep an eye out for these unique screens, can you give us a hint of where you'll be popping up next?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've been quite focused on creating a network of screens. So, you know, as it stands, we've got screens in Sandton, we've got screens in Soweto, we've got screens in Durban, Hyde Park, Nelspruit. So we've worked hard at creating a nice network, and I guess the most exciting one that's on the horizon is an amazing development down in Umhlanga. It's called Umhlanga Arch, and it's a really, really, really exciting development. And what we're going to be doing there is on the high street where you've got all your retail and you've got your restaurants and there's rooftop bars, there's a Hilton Hotel, there's a lot of residential. We're going to be putting a really, really high spec, high definition screen right on the high street / piazza. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. So we're very, very excited about that. The development was obviously delayed a bit with the lockdown, but we expect to be launching that screen in the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. So Durbanites, keep an eye out.
Yeah, for sure.
And if any of my listeners would, either like to have a screen erected on their premises, or they'd like to advertise with Reveal, how do they find out more and how do they get hold of you?
Yeah, I think the easiest way, I mean, we obviously are on all the different social media platforms, but I think the easiest way is either to contact myself directly. I mean, we are very open book and very easy to connect with. And I'd be happy to leave my details with you. And if anyone wanted to give me a shout, they're more than welcome to. And then I think the second most obvious way would be to go and visit our website, www.reveal.co.za. And there you'll see you'll get a very good idea of what Reveal is all about. You'll see our portfolio. You'll get an idea of the designs and the uniqueness that we've been discussing now. And yeah, there's a very easy contact us section there, and very easy to just click through, and you'll get hold of one of us quite easily.
Something different and unique, and I absolutely love it. So you can find out more, as Tana said, on their website, which is reveal.co.za. That's with a double E. So it's reveel.co.za, or of course on my website. And you can contact Tana if you want to advertise. And if you're just a member of the public and you enjoy, you know, looking at different things on your commute, do keep an eye out for these really, really unique digital advertising medium screens. I really think it's cool. And why not support a local business? I think that's really important this day and age as well. Now, speaking of supporting a local business, one of my favorite wine farms, Sternberg, have innovated, yay, and come up with something completely different. They are offering you a tasting room experience in the comfort of your home with a variety of wines available in mixed case selections. So usually when you order wines from a wine farm, you've got to order 6 or 12 of the same type of wine in a case. They have they've realized their tasting room's out of bounds. They've had to innovate, and they let you enjoy the full wine tasting experience by bringing Cellar Master Ilunda Basson's wines into your home through video clips to guide you through your flight of wines. You've got 3 different tasting selections to choose from for your tasting at home. The classic tasting selection, which is ideal for aspiring wine enthusiasts, and a great snapshot of what Sternberg's got to offer. This comprises of a Methode Cap Classique, a Sauvignon Blanc Rosé, and 3 red wines. They've got the bubbly tasting selection, which incorporates the sparkling Sauvignon Blanc, followed by Sternberg's acclaimed and elegant Methode Cap Classique range, including the flagship Prestige Cuvée Lady R. And then if you want to splurge a bit, you can take on the flagship tasting selection and explore the distinct diversity of what the vineyards on the foothills of Sternberg Mountain have to offer. So there's a Semillon, there's a Caterina Red Blend, there's some signature wines, and there's a whole different like pack that you can enjoy, which I think is really cool. And there's a brochure that takes you through it, and the video clips feature the Cellar Master and the Tasting Room Ambassadors, and will captivate you with interesting wine stories and guide you through your tasting as if you were sitting in Sternberg's plush tasting lounge or on the outstretched terrace. Best of all, you don't have to drive, you're doing it in your home, and you get to have the full Sternberg tasting room experience. So that is really, really cool. Head on over to their website, sternbergfarm.com/buy-wine-online/. That's a lot. Head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. Go check it out and get your hands on an incredible case of Sternberg wines to enjoy in your home and make you feel like you were actually at the cellar. Now, I share a recipe every week because we're all stuck at home and we're all cooking. This week, I thought I'd share another recipe from Capsicum's Culinary Studio, which is South Africa's largest chef school. They have tasked their chef lecturers to come up with delicious dishes and baking treats for the whole family to enjoy, not only during the current lockdown, but also as we ease back into a more normal routine. Chef Lerato Pagnani from the school's Boksburg campus shares her recipe for the easiest ever oatmeal cookies. They're perfect to snack on at home or pack into lunchboxes for those returning to school or the workplace. They've literally got 3 ingredients, and you just smush it in a bowl and bake it. Like, so easy. This is something great to do with the kids over the weekend. So if you're looking for something fun to do in the kitchen, like I always say, get the family involved. Make it, bake it, eat it, enjoy. Why not? That's what life's about these days. And last but not least, I mentioned that I have a brand new competition for all of my listeners, and I do indeed. So if you're stuck indoors right now, like I said, we're getting hands-on in the kitchen with the family, you're feeling a bit stuck for recipes, I know I am, then you will want to enter this fabulous competition. I'm absolutely delighted to have a Matt Preston's The Simple Secrets to Cooking Everything Better recipe book, valued at 620 Rand to give away to one lucky listener. Yay! So every great home cook needs a go-to list of delicious fail-safe recipes, from the perfect crispy Hasselback potatoes to the ultimate roast pork with crackling and the foolproof cheesecake that will have people requesting your recipe every single time. And this is all listed in Matt Preston's The Simple Secrets to Cooking Everything Better recipe book, which is valued at 620 Rand. And all you need to do to enter is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. Click on the competitions tab. Click on the Win the Matt Preston recipe book. And you need to comment below the post and let me know why you love Matt Preston and why you deserve to be the winner of this recipe book. A small disclaimer, to enter this competition, you do need to be based in Johannesburg. COVID obviously has hit my business really, really hard, and I cannot afford to courier countrywide at this time. I'm really, really sorry. So winners will need to be based within 30 kilometers of Joburg Central to allow me to deliver, of course, fully masked and following hygiene procedures to you. So thank you so much for understanding that, and I hope that we will all be back on track, all businesses will be back on track super soon here in SA. That, of course, is it from me for this week. I will be back with you again next week with your best at-home lifestyle and entertainment news. And I just want to say a really big ups to all the local businesses that are innovating. It's tough, I know. I mean, I have weeks where I'm really on top of things and weeks where I'm not and weeks where I feel like my life's falling apart. And I think it's really, really brave and takes a lot of guts for things like the Franchoc Bastille Festival and the Vegan and Plant Powered Show. They're innovating, they're staying on top of it, they're not losing their momentum. And I'd just like to give a big shout out to all the South African businesses who are innovating and keeping themselves going, keeping their staff, you know, paying their staff, keeping them with jobs. It's really, really important that we rebuild our economy as best we can right now. Enough from me for this week. I'll be back with you again next week. Have a great weekend ahead and stay warm. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.